Welcome to today's episode of The Power of God's Whisper, a podcast dedicated to understanding the many ways in which God speaks to us and guides us in our daily lives. Today, we will be discussing the importance of recognizing the impressions of the Holy Spirit and how it can be a powerful way that God speaks to us. Today's episode, The Spirit Speaks, Discerning God's Voice in Dreams and Visions. And today's focus is hearing God's voice in our day-to-day life. In a world brimming with noise and distractions, the divine art of listening for God's voice takes on profound importance. Our journey today navigates the vibrant landscapes of dreams, visions, and prophecy, illuminated by the promise of Acts chapter 2, verse 17. This scripture not only marks the fulfillment of an ancient prophecy, but also heralds a new era of direct communication with the divine, one where the Holy Spirit empowers and guides all believers, transcending age, gender, and status. Our springboard for today's discussion is Acts chapter 2, verse 17. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my Spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Now, this passage invites us into a dynamic relationship with God, facilitated by the Holy Spirit, where dreams and visions become mediums of divine communication. It underscores a profound truth. God's voice is not limited to the written word or historical events. It echoes through the spiritual experience of his people. This direct line to the divine, however, comes with the responsibility of discernment, ensuring that what we perceive as God's voice aligns with Scripture and the character of God. Let's do a multi-point focus training. Number one, scriptural foundation. Ground your understanding of dreams and visions in the Bible. Study how God uses these means to communicate with his servants, providing a framework for discernment. Number two, prayerful preparation. Regularly seek the Holy Spirit in prayer, asking for guidance, understanding, and the gift of discernment to recognize God's voice in your life. Journaling spiritual experiences. Keep a detailed journal of your dreams, your visions, or prophetic impressions. Note the context, the feelings, and any spiritual connections that come to mind, allowing for reflection and discernment over time. Number four, seek wise counsel. Share your experiences with mature believers or spiritual mentors. Their insights can offer valuable perspective and help in discerning the origin and the meaning of spiritual messages. And number five, confirmation and alignment. Look for confirmation in your life and ensure any revelation aligns with Scripture and leads to righteousness. True guidance from the Holy Spirit will always encourage alignment with God's word and character. In conclusion, the promise of Acts chapter 2, verse 17 invites us into a deeper, more vibrant relationship with God, marked by the active guidance of the Holy Spirit through dreams, visions, and prophecy. As we navigate this spiritual landscape, let us approach with a heart of humility, a mind for discernment, and a spirit attuned to the frequency of God's voice, ready to be guided, corrected, and equipped for every good work. And today's call to action. Today, actively seek the Holy Spirit's guidance in your prayers. Be open to the ways that God might choose to communicate with you, whether through dreams, visions, or a stirring of your spirit. Record and reflect on these experiences, seeking to grow your understanding and discernment of God's voice. And a question of the day, have you ever experienced a dream, a vision, or a prophetic impression that you felt was from God? How did you seek to understand and discern its meaning? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the promise of your Spirit poured out on all upon all flesh, enabling us to hear your voice in ways beyond our understanding. Equip us with discernment and deep reverence for your word, that we may navigate the revelations of dreams and visions with wisdom. Help us to always seek alignment with your will, drawing closer to you in every aspect of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. And as we step into the world with our spiritual ears attuned, let us embrace the adventure of hearing God's voice in a new and profound ways. May our hearts be fertile ground for the seeds of divine revelation, watered by the Spirit, nurtured by faith. Let the promise of Acts chapter 2, verse 17 be a beacon in our journey, guiding us into deeper communion with God, who speaks, dreams, and reveals.
Thank you for spending your time with us on the Power of God's Whisper podcast. Your presence in our community is a blessing and a joy. As our episode comes to a close, I'd like to invite you to join our growing family. First, consider subscribing for free. It's a simple step that ensures you're always connected with the latest episodes and insights. But for those who feel a deeper calling, there's something more. Become a faith partner. For only $5 a month, you not only support our mission, but also deepen your own spiritual journey. And as a token of our appreciation, we'll gift you a free Right Now Media account, a treasure trove of faith-based content. Also, don't forget to join our Telegram account too. Stay in the loop with every episode, update, or important announcement. You'll never miss a moment of the Power of God's Whisper. To take these next steps, visit www.myart2b.com. That's www.myart2b.com. Your journey awaits. Thank you again for listening, and may your path be illuminated with the whispers of faith.